Chiefs supporter BJ Kissel here with NFL Network's Jeff Chavia. Now, Jeff, joining here is coming early in Chiefs camp. I'm not going to ask you to break down what we saw today. Got about a third of the team out here in shorts. But when you look at this team overall, you look at the Kansas City Chiefs heading into 2016. So what are your thoughts about where this team is at?
Well, right now, the AFC West is open for business. You know, Denver won the Super Bowl last year, but with their quarterback issues, Oakland's a rising team, but they have to prove themselves. I look at where the Chiefs were last year. If they had been healthy, maybe they'd beat New England. Tough loss against Denver early in the season. So if they're able to fix some of those things, they should be right in the mix.
Three straight winning seasons, Andy Reid and John Dorsey leading the team. Two playoff appearances, playoff win. Obviously, every team in the NFL is excited this time of year. But for Chiefs fans in particular, why should they feel particularly optimistic about where this team's at right now?
When you look at Andy Reid's track record, you know, the first 3 years in Philadelphia, a lot of success. The fourth year, they went to Super Bowl, you know. Didn't win it, but they actually got there, and this team is tracking in the same direction. We do a top 100 list every year on the NFL Network, and Kansas City had the most players. 9 players made that list, so the talent is there. Alex Smith, Travis Kelce, Marcus Peters, all these guys have really grown up in the system. So it's like you look at experience, you look at talent, you look at coaching, and they've got everything you need to win a championship.
Right, of those 9 players, or maybe a dark horse that that we don't know a whole lot about, just what individual player are you most excited about watching this season for the Chiefs?
Travis Kelce. I really look at him and where he's come as a player, being his first Pro Bowl last year. I look at what Greg Olsen did for Carolina last year, what Tyler Eifert did for Cincinnati. He could be that kind of player in this offense. Certainly Andy Reid loves tight ends. Alex Smith has made a living throwing the ball to tight ends, so I expect his numbers to go up quite a bit to get in that 85, 90 catch category, 1,000 yards, double-digit touchdowns. I think he should have a pretty good year.
All right, last question. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, and I know it's early in this process, but how do you see the AFC West shaking out this year?
You know, I just talked to some guys that were at 8-10 and asked the same question. I like the Chiefs. You know, I think they're going to win 12 games. If Justin Houston, Eric Berry, those things work themselves out, and Jamal is who he is, I see them being a 12-4 team and winning the AFC West.
Good news for Chiefs fans.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.